He adopted a lad called Tommy, and this Tommy had given a false age, and he was only 17, which he shouldn't have joined until he was 18. And this Tommy got killed in the trenches, and he wrote letters home to his mum and dad, and going, I think it was somewhere in the region of about, I know I was in my teens, one of these letters was published by the Yorkshire Post. Dad must have cut it out, but we never found this letter that they said as a thank you, and had put in the things that my dad had written about this boy Tommy.
And did they mention your dad's name in
there? Yes, that Harry had looked after Tommy, and Harry buried him. He went out at 12 o'clock at night. Over the top, as he called it, where the Germans were still playing cards, and he buried this Tommy, you know, and he could have got killed, you know, but he was so fond of this boy.
And you sure his real name was Tommy?
Tommy, yes.
Not because they called everybody Tommy.
No, it was Tommy. Mm. Right. And they wrote, and every year I used to have to buy an expensive Christmas card to send to Tommy's mum and dad. You see, and I don't, it was Northumberland, but I don't know the address other than Northumberland. Yeah, they were so indebted to Dad for looking after this Tommy.
Was there anything else?
And then, of course, the night that... Oh, what he talks about is I've actually seen it on TV, and I put it on tape thinking I could possibly see Dad in the trenches, because he was one of them that, with him being a corporal, he was one of the corporals that went over to the Germans to give them some... thing that they had, whether they were cigarettes or what, and they also gave them schnapps, and that was on the Christmas Day or New Year's Day, I'm not quite sure which now. And these Germans, you know, they were so kind to them, because they didn't want to fight, like they didn't want to fight. And then all of a sudden, when everybody said that's it, they all went back to the shelter, the dugouts, should I say, and started fighting again. And then he tells one about when he got blinded with a shell coming over, and then he got sent to St Dunstan's, and of course they thought that would be it for life, but it wasn't. He got his sight back, and then of course what he thought, good old England, but no, they sent them back to the trenches.
And you're sure he was in the Royal Engineers?
Yes, RE, yes.
Was that how
he
was?
A sapper.
He was a sapper?
Yes.
And was that how he learnt his building skills, do you think?
I've no idea. I just don't know.
He didn't learn anything about building before he went to
no,
war?
No, other than what he used to talk about, that he used to go to the wreck and he used to get stones and make little houses from stones for the kids to play in. So it'd always been in him to do this building, and he used to do this. And even when I was growing up, he used to go over the quarry, and he used to show us how to get stones and build them around us as it was a little house. You know, there'd be no more than a foot high, because you couldn't go more than that, because the stones would fall down.
Remind me what year he was born in again.
1888. Yes, and he died in 1988.
So he's 100 then?
And 6 months. But right. We've got to put that on.
Right. And what did he do after he left school then? His father died about that time. So what did your father do?
He wasn't 12. When his dad died, so she had permission for the two of them to leave school and go down the pit.
So your dad went down
the
pit?
Yes.
Was it the same pit where his father had died?
Yes, it would be. Yes, because there's only one pit in Metley. Yeah.
Did he talk about that at all?
No. Other than the fact, he used to talk mostly about his mother, what a hard time she had. Because in those days, you see, she would get 5 shillings a week and a shilling for each child. So, of course, what she used to do then was she formed her own bakery, that she made bread, and on a Sunday morning she used to sell half a loaf for sixpence and a full loaf for a shilling. And as children, they had it hard, but not quite as hard as what my mother's family were. They weren't as poor, because she worked, you see, and all the girls, as soon as they got to a certain age, they had to leave home and go in service, so she hadn't them to keep. And the boys went down the pit.
So your dad was down the pit for about 12 years before the first, even longer maybe.
Maybe, yes.
So yeah. He was a proper miner then, down the pit.
Yeah.
And just tell me a bit more about your mum's family then.
Oh, my mum's family were a very, very poor family. And he was a gardener, was my granddad, at Swillington Hall. And whilst they were so poor that the children that were first up in the morning could get to school because they probably only had six pairs of shoes. So, of course, they could walk from down Astley Lane, which was, I think it's a mile, up to Swillington School. And then, of course, the others couldn't go because they hadn't got shoes. But having said that, with him being the gardener, there had plenty of food. And not only that, when the people that owned the house used to have friends over from America for Christmas and holidays, they used to come down and they used to say, Goodall, because they called them always with the surnames, you see. Goodall, go up to the kitchen and see what Maggie's got. And she'd give them half a shank of ham that had not been touched. And they'd get all sorts of food from, you know, from the table, that pheasants and rabbit and hare. So they fed well. It was just that they were so poor because his wages was £3 a year. That's all he got, £3 a year. I can tell you one more weirder than that. Going down Astley Lane, one of my grandma's children died at childbirth and it was buried in the garden. Now, I didn't find, my mother never told me that. It wasn't until I once went to a wedding and Sylvia, my cousin, she'd had two port lemons and so she did a lot of talking. And she says, I'll take you one day. And I said, I'll keep you to that. But it wasn't then, it was years after. And I said, do you remember telling me? She said, well, I can't remember telling you, but it was true. My mum told me. And so she said, we'll go one day. And of course we went down Astley Lane and of course there was no houses there. But we visualised where it would be.
So that's one of what you would have been...
So she would have had 13 children if it had lived.
So that would have been your mother's...
side of the family, yes.
Mother's sister or brother.
Yes.
And so it was a stillborn child, and yes. They didn't register it or anything like that. No, I can imagine that. Yeah.
And you see, they couldn't afford it to have a funeral or that was it.